Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Norman reporting. U.S. Supreme Court Justice Antonin Scalia, the longest-serving justice on the High Court, is dead. He died in his sleep of natural causes at the age of 79. President Obama said he had a brilliant legal mind and that he influenced a generation of judges, lawyers, and students. Mr. Obama went on to say that he would be fulfilling his constitutional responsibility and will nominate a replacement for Justice Scalia.
Now, there will be plenty of time for me to do so and for the Senate to fulfill its responsibility to give that person a fair hearing and a timely vote. These are responsibilities that I take seriously, as should everyone. They're bigger than any one party. They are about our democracy. They're about the institution to which Justice Scalia dedicated his professional life, and making sure it continues to function as the beacon of justice that our founders envisioned.
Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell voiced opposition to President Obama nominating a successor for Justice Scalia in favor of waiting until a new president takes office next January. U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry says the crisis in Syria has reached a turning point, and decision made in the future and near future could either end the war or define a very difficult set of choices later on. Summing up 2 days of talks among members of the International Syria Support Group, Secretary Kerry said all sides agreed to work for a quick end of violence in Syria. Turkey's military shelled Kurdish militia targets in northern Syria Saturday. Syrian Observatory for Human Rights said the shelling had targeted a former military airbase near the Turkish border and a village captured from rebel forces by the YPG militia. This is VOA News. NATO's top official has rejected Russian Prime Minister Dmitry Medvedev's suggestion that the Western military alliance has rekindled the Cold War. Secretary General Jens Stoltenberg said all NATO's moves had been in direct response to Russia's actions.
We will combine this military adaptation of the alliance with a continued support for political engagement with Russia.
NATO has been conducting more military maneuvers in countries bordering Russia, as well as stationing equipment and multinational troops there, and has also established a rapid reaction force. For its part, the United States plans to quadruple its military spending in Europe to $3.4 billion in 2017. Rescue workers in Taiwan have recovered all the remains of the victims of the recent earthquake. They were pulled from a flattened 17-story building in Tainan, where a 6.4 magnitude quake killed 116 people, most of the victims dying in the collapse of the building. Developers of that apartment building and two other men associated with the structure have been arrested on suspicion of negligent homicide. Pope Francis opened a long-anticipated visit to Mexico on Saturday, demanding that Mexican leaders provide true justice, he says, and security in a country racked by years of endemic violence with drugs, official corruption, and poverty. Colombia's National Health Institute said Saturday the total number of people diagnosed in Colombia with the Zika virus has reached more than 31,500, and among them 5,000 women who are pregnant. There's currently no treatment for Zika, and much remains unknown about the disease, including whether the virus causes microcephaly, a medical condition in which newborns' heads are smaller than normal because the brain has not developed properly or stopped growing. Dr. Thomas Frieden is head of the U.S. Centers for Disease Control.
This is the latest in a series of unpredicted and unpredictable health threats. What is predictable, as you say exactly, is our need to improve systems to find, stop, and prevent health threats wherever they emerge.
The mosquito-borne Zika is most prevalent in Latin America, particularly in Brazil, where more than 4,300 suspected cases have been reported of birth defects. And U.S. Republican presidential hopefuls debated that happened Saturday night in the state of South Carolina comes just ahead of a presidential primary, which will take place on February the 20th. Get more news at voanews.com.
That's the latest world news from VOA.